everyone, it's Jordan. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Lucky Dip podcast. If you're watching this right now, you'll notice that we're in a completely new place, new scenery, better quality audio, better quality camera, because I actually have the proper setup now. I might move around the place as we go, just so I can kind of figure out what works best. But as of right now, this is the spot where we're going to chill, where we're going to talk for a little bit. And now that I am using this fancy camera, I'm probably going to try to keep the podcasts right around 35 to 40 minutes, just because, like, until I figure out exactly how much processing and stuff this takes with this camera and all of that, I don't want it to drag on too long, because then the file size might be really high. So once I figure out all the settings and stuff, I might be able to have the episodes a bit longer again. But for the time being, I'm going to keep them a little bit shorter. It might just be for a couple weeks, but that doesn't really matter. If you're listening, this should still sound pretty good, because this is my actual microphone with my actual recorder, recording device, rather. It's like a Zoom mic. And I got that a few years ago when I first started my broadcasting degree. So this is all fancy stuff. And I'm really excited to start doing the podcast in a new place with new equipment. And I hope you guys are all excited to sit along here with me. And this will be better for clips to watch, which again are on my second channel on Vertical Rooster. It'll be easier for you guys to watch this, put this up, listen, hang out with me for a little bit. And I'm very excited. And the good part about this too is that it's not like a permanent setup. So once I want to start getting people as guests in person, it's just my camera and my recorder, and I can actually plug in a second microphone onto this Zoom recorder. I don't have a second microphone right now, but you know, you can buy those from pretty cheap on like Amazon or just at a music store or something. So I'm not too concerned about that. But what I'm trying to say is it's, oh my goodness, I can't even speak. I'm just too excited. But I'm trying to say is that it's very exciting and it's good stuff. I think this is a big upgrade, and you can actually see these two photos. Sorry, these two paintings, if you're watching. These two ones right behind me, I painted these. These are the first two paintings I've ever painted. They're the only two I've ever painted as well. And for those of you who are listening, one of them, this one up here, it's like brown and has like a tree. It's like winter. And then the other one beside me is like a forest. And it's like dark with like blacks and greens and another big tree, because that's what I guess I was doing. And I followed Bob Ross tutorials to do it. So not all credit goes to me, because I did not come up with it. I followed a tutorial, but I still think it's pretty good. Anyways, now that I'm not on my computer, I need to have my phone handy, because that's where I keep all of the info that I'm going to talk about, so I stay on track. Because if you've listened to these before, you know that I can get off track quite easily. So I'm trying not to do that. I'm also really hoping that my equipment works properly, because my camera, before I started recording this, I tried recording like 10 minutes ago, and I was like a minute in, and then it just like shut off and said that my SD card wasn't being processed properly and stuff. And I'm just worried that something's gonna go wrong. I don't know, I don't trust equipment that much. My recorder's fine, I know this thing can go for hours, but it's mostly my camera I'm a little worried about. But we'll see. Mostly I'm worried because we're doing a visual component. As you guys know, I've been doing it for like 5-6 episodes, and this is the first one with the higher quality with like the actual camera. So if that bugs out, then I don't really have the visual component, but the audio stuff will be fine. That's why it's actually kind of nice recording separately, just because, you know, if one thing gets messed up, I always have a backup. Only thing is there wouldn't be any audio, but let's not talk about that, because I don't want to bring that into existence. I'm hoping that it'll all be fine. For today, we're going to talk about, well, you know, the big one, which is the move that I just did very recently, because that's obviously like the most important one. So I'm going to also talk about esports and stuff later on in the episode. So if you guys want to scroll till, I don't know, like halfway through, probably a 15-20 minute mark, that's what I'm going to just give. Just some quick updates on Cryus, probably reiterating some of the stuff I've said before, but it's been 2 weeks since I've done the podcast. So I just want to, you know, I like doing little updates and just some things that we have planned. And I'm also going to talk a little bit about Call of Duty and some other games. So if you want to listen to some gaming stuff, some esports, just scroll near the end. But I'm just going to talk a little bit first about my move, because that's obviously a big thing. And what I like about this podcast is I can do a bit of both. You know, I can talk about esports, I can talk about gaming, and I can talk about the other things in my life too, because not everything I do is just esports and gaming. You know, I do YouTube, I do, you know, just life, right? It's exciting stuff. It's kind of like this podcast is just how I can kind of talk about things that are happening and relate to some of you. So that's what I want to do for today. And the first one is the big move. So For the past 20-something years, I've lived in Calgary, Alberta, which is a big city in Alberta there. If you're not American, or sorry, if you are American, I don't know how to explain where it is. It's above Montana, and now I moved above Oregon, I think, and Washington. So that's kind of where I moved over, you know, from Montana over to Washington and Oregon, if I remember correctly. I might be mistaken with Oregon. I don't want to get too into it. I'm not going to get caught up on that United States geography. But anyways, basically I moved about an 8-hour drive. It's about 615 kilometers away or so. On my main YouTube channel, if you're watching this podcast, on that YouTube channel, it should already be up. You should already be able to see it. I did a little tour, a little condo tour, and I also had a video a few weeks ago, which was just about the big move coming up. It's just like moving on and like leaving the city and stuff. So I kind of like go into more details about it in that video. And then the one I just posted, it's just like a quick tour because, you know, the camera here is stationary, which means that I can't really show everything else because I'm far away from the camera, as you can probably see. I'm going to work with like these camera angles too and just like figure out what works the best because I don't know if it's like better close up. I wanted to have like a bit more space to see because we're kind of just sitting and talking, and I also have separate audio going, so I don't need to be like right in front of the camera. If I was right in front of, or if this far away from the camera, like I'm pretty far, the audio would be very quiet. It sounds like I'm whispering. So anyways, I don't need to get too technical. What I was trying to say is that it was a big move. You know, I had to come last week to, like, on September 1st is when I had to come and get the keys for the place. I also did like a big move. My girlfriend helped me out. We did like a big move with my mom's SUV, filled it up as much as I could with a whole bunch of stuff. I was trying to stay organized, filled it up a lot, and did one move down here for one day. It was supposed to be, like I said, an 8-hour drive, but instead there was an accident, so we had to do a huge detour. And it turned into an 11-hour drive, basically nonstop driving. I only stopped to get gas, and that's it. We even ate in the car because we brought food, and that was hectic. And then unpacking was just two of us, and I'm on the fifth floor, the top floor of this condo building. So it was a lot using the elevator and using like a trolley that we found, not found. My mom actually gave it to us from her work just to borrow. And it was a lot of work, though. I've never moved before. The most I've done for moving would have been when I was at my old house and, you know, I was upstairs. And then when we developed the basement, I moved downstairs into the basement. That was the biggest move I've ever done. So this was a big, big move. You know, not just my own place, right? This is my first time living on my own. This is my own place. Like, this is my own condo. I pay for everything. And it's a lot of money. But what I'm trying to say is that it's a big step. And it's also like a huge move because it's not just a new place within the city that I've grown up in, where all my friends, my family, my girlfriend, where everybody lives. It's a new place in a completely new province, in a new city. So that's big. That's like, you know, changing states, like moving from different states and stuff, right? You're leaving behind everything that you're familiar with, everybody that you know, to pursue new things. And for me, pursuing things as well is a new job that I have. And I can't really talk about what it is. And I also, quite honestly, don't know any details about it yet. All I know is I'm going to be doing filming, and that's what I know. So that's why I came out here, getting paid for a full-time job. Haven't had a job for 2 years because of the illness. You know, before that I worked at a radio station, and then I did an unpaid internship with a film festival doing marketing with them. Other than that, I haven't worked because there's been no jobs, so that kind of sucked. But I was also finishing school, I was finishing university, so it wasn't like a huge issue right away. But obviously, you know, I like to do stuff, and having a job now where I'm on salary and stuff, which is my first time not being on hourly wages, it's salary based, which is crazy, and I'll have vacation time, and it's just crazy. It's gonna be a big change. So that's the other part of it, right? It's not just a move to a new province, a new city, a place of my own, on my own. It's also a new job. So basically everything is completely new. I got plucked out of my old life and just, you know, dropped right into this new one. But it's pretty exciting. The place that I'm living right now is called Kelowna. It's in British Columbia. A lot of you guys might know Vancouver. It's a couple hours from there. Well, probably a bit more than a couple hours. It's probably 3 or 4 hours from there. It's kind of like central in the province or so. And then Vancouver, of course, is on the West Coast. But I'm also in different time zones now. Or a different time zone, rather. So I'm on Pacific time now. I've always been on Mountain time in Calgary. So that's also different. I'm same time zone as Cali, there you go, West Coast, what's up? That's where I'm at now. Well, a little far from the West Coast, but close enough to be on the same time zone. And yeah, it's just crazy. Moving is a lot of work. If you've never moved before, it's a ton of work. Like, you have to organize and then pack and then actually moving, especially when, because we had to bring three vehicles on the second time, because I just moved in fully. Like, today's like my first day alone when I'm recording this. Actually, this is my first day being by myself in this new condo. The other days my parents were here because they're helping me move. And then the time that I came last week, my girlfriend was with me because she was helping me move. So this is my first time actually being here alone. And I'll be honest, it's a little weird, but the hardest part about moving is just like this song I heard on TikTok. It's a sound. You guys have probably heard it. It's like, oh, how does it go? I don't remember how it goes, but it's something about like, moving is easy. It's the leaving that's hard. Something like that. Or running away is easy. It's the leaving that's hard, right? That's kind of how the audio goes. And I didn't really understand what that meant, but it's actually very, very true, because it's easy to have these big ideas and to like be like, oh, sweet, I'm getting a new job, I'm going to move. And then that's what I am doing. But it's like, that part is easy, you know, running away in a sense. I'm not like running away from anything really. If anything, I'm running towards things, but still the message stays the same. It's easy to have these ideas and to go do it. But then when you're actually in the process of doing it, like leaving that old life, I know I'm taking this quite literally. It's probably more metaphorical than that, but quite literally, when you're leaving the life you had before, that is the hardest part, right? Leaving the people that you know. Obviously, my girlfriend still lives there. My whole family is there. Well, most of them. I mean, I actually have extended family out in this area, so that's why it's not completely new to me. I've been here since I was a kid, visiting and stuff. But it's leaving is so hard, because like you get so used to what you're used to, right? You get used to routines. You get used to the people around you. You've built up your life from when you were young until, you know, this present moment with the surroundings that you have and the place you're living and everything. And then all of a sudden to just completely leave that behind and move pretty far away is crazy. And that's the hardest part, is just leaving everybody, because you're not used to that. You've never done that before. So the hardest part about the move, besides like the actual organizing and all of that, was literally just leaving everybody, because it's crazy. You're like, holy, like everybody that I know, everybody that I like and I want to be around is gone now. Like, not permanently, but they're a few hours away driving and an hour of plane ride away. So it's not going to be the same, right? Because I'm used to seeing all these people, everybody, my family, girlfriend, my buddy, Braden, all the time. And, you know, the only good part about gaming and esports, which I probably said before that I really like, is Braden and I, sometimes we would go a month or two without even seeing each other in person, but we'd play PlayStation and whatnot, and I can still do that. I actually have better internet here than I did at my house. This whole entire building is wired with TELUS fiber optic. So, you know, even if you're in the States, TELUS doesn't matter. It's the fact that it's fiber optic. So that means I'm wired in. My modem is right beside my setup and I'm directly plugged in, and that is directly plugged into the whole fiber optic network. So my internet is very fast. I'm also like the only one. I know being in a condo sometimes it like messes things up, or being in an apartment building because there's other people around you, but I'm like the only one in this unit, so I'm the only one using the Wi-Fi, and that makes it a little bit faster as well, because there's not four of us in a house using it and doing streaming and doing, you know, work and all of that, and just it's a lot better. I don't want to get too much into internet, that's kind of boring, but the point that I was trying to say is that the hardest part is over, at least as of right now. That's why this podcast is nice, because I can always give updates as we get going. I can be like, holy, did you guys know how difficult this is or whatever? But as of right now, like in this very moment, I feel good. I feel more excited. But before this, like when I was actually getting ready to leave and stuff, I was not excited. I'll be completely real with you guys. I was not excited at all, because I was just so sad and stressed and scared, because like I said, you're leaving everything behind, everybody behind, and starting something completely new. And that's scary. It's stressful. Like, just moving is stressful. Organizing, it's basically uprooting everything that you had. Even on my last day, I didn't have my computer. I didn't have my PlayStation because I was all packed away. So I was sitting there in an empty room. My bed wasn't even there. I was sleeping on the floor with my dog, who I miss dearly. I love that little girl. And it was crazy. You're sitting there and you're like, this is completely different. And then even when I came here, like the first night or even last week, for the very first time, there's nothing on the walls. There's no furniture in here yet besides like this couch and stuff. So it just looks so empty. And I was stressing. I was like, oh my goodness, I this is crazy. I can't live here. But once you get going and you get settled in a little bit, and you know, we put up some paintings, and if you go look at that house tour video up on YouTube, it's all up there and you can see, and it looks a little more homey and I'm a bit more used to it. So spending time here now has been a little bit better. And yeah, so I'm definitely more settled in. But that was just like a quick update for that. I already talked about the trips to BC. I'm just looking through my my thing here. Real quick, what I wanted to say, yeah, so I'm in Kelowna. And the cool part about Kelowna is that it's right on Okanagan Lake. And from where I live, since I'm on the top floor, I'm also like really close to downtown. I can basically almost see the lake. I mean, I don't have a lakefront view or anything. My building's not tall enough to see it. But if I go on my tippy toes, I can kind of see over the building beside me and I can get a little glimpse sometimes of the lake. But it's very nice. It's very nice. I totally recommend going to my YouTube channel. If you're watching, you're already on it. Just go find the video of my apartment tour and I kind of show the view and stuff, and it's really nice. Only downside right now is that they're doing construction literally right in front of my building because they're putting a whole new unit up. So A, I'm going to lose my view in like a year, and B, they're really loud. So hopefully this microphone doesn't pick up too much of it. My AC unit also is going all the time because it's pretty warm out today. So it has cold air blowing in the whole time and it makes a bit of noise. But, you know, with this, I think I'm far enough away and I think that this microphone's good enough quality where it probably shouldn't pick up some of that stuff. But if it does, I apologize. That's why you hear like machines or cars driving by. It's on the main highway, like right off it, that goes through all the town. So you might hear like cars who have, you know, loud exhausts or motorbikes or trucks sometimes just ripping down the road. And that's a little frustrating, not only for the podcast, but for videos and also for sleeping. That's the worst part, when you're trying to sleep and you hear somebody with a 2002 Honda Civic with holes, you know, poked into the exhaust so it sounds cool, you know, air quotes on that one, and it wakes you up at midnight and you're like, dude, I'm trying to sleep, and I can literally hear every single thing. But it's okay. Other than that, everything's good. Okay, we're about halfway done the podcast. I think today I might try to keep it around half an hour. Like I said at the beginning, I wanna keep it shorter and then I'll gradually get longer just so I can kind of see how this all works. I don't want to start going in an hour for this podcast and I realize I don't know how to properly compress, or maybe my file size is too large, or I can't sync it up properly. So I'd rather start small at about half an hour and then start working our way up to like around 45 minutes, which is basically the time that I was doing for all the other ones anyways. That's just like a nice time. And like I always say, I listen to podcasts in 2x speed. So that's like around like 20 minutes or so, 25 minutes if you're listening on 2x speed when it's 45 minutes long, regular speed. And I think that's usually good. The max I would ever really want to do is an hour, because that's about half an hour at 2x speed. And I just feel like that's enough time to, even if you have somebody as a guest, that's mostly enough time to get out what you want to get out and to interview and to chat and hang out. You'll notice that the ones that are longer are the ones with guests, because obviously there's more to talk about when there's another person here. It's not just me repeating myself. Although I think I do fine on my own. I'll admit, I think I do okay with some of these episodes on my own. I'm just saying that when you have a guest, it's easier to have things to talk about because they're new, right? They might not be new to me. Sometimes they are, but they also are just new to the podcast. So everything that I might know about them, I'll still ask just so you guys can learn. But that's for the future. I do want to have some stuff in person. I do have some ideas that I want to try to do with the university here, because they have a really good esports program and some really good players there. So I'm going to try to get into contact with them and maybe see what I can do with having guests on or something, and just other people that I find around here. I think I probably do want to try to keep it more centered around esports and gaming and whatnot. Like, not completely. Like, there might be sometimes if I have a guest who like has a business or something, or is a friend, but I still might try to keep that gaming and stuff as kind of like the main focus, because that's kind of why I started this podcast. But things change as we get going. You know, I might always change my mind, or if different things come up, we'll see how it goes. But right now, I just want to quickly talk. This is the time right now. If you like esports, you like gaming, I'm going to talk about this for, what time are we at? I'll talk about this for like 10 minutes or so before we wrap up the podcast. Again, I'm sorry that it's going to be shorter today, but that's just the way it's going to go, because I'm scared that it's not going to work. Current goals for Cryus. I've been over this quite a few times in the past few weeks. And obviously, since I was in the process of moving and doing like a huge move and all of that, I haven't been as up to date with doing Cryus stuff, or that, I don't know what the word is. I haven't been focusing on it, because I'm focusing on literally leaving everything and packing up my whole life and moving and starting a new job right away. So all of that on its own is stressful enough, and I didn't really have much time for Cryus in the past couple of weeks. And also, I didn't even have internet here until yesterday, and I've been here for a couple of days. So that obviously is also a bit of an issue. Can't really have meetings or anything. I could only really text and, you know, go on Discord and stuff, but I don't want to use up all my data doing calls and streaming and whatnot. So I do have an update, though, that is new. I do actually have a new update. It's not new if you follow us on social media, on Twitter at Cryus, C-R-I-I-U-S. But one of our Rocket League players, is no longer with us now. They stepped down. It's P. Siffel. So he was the one who was really, really good at ones. He's really mechanically good. And he just stepped down. It was a mutual decision between us, the teammates, his other teammates, and himself. You know, he just didn't want to keep competing and stuff, and just wanted to kind of focus on streaming because he does a lot of streaming. So if you're listening right now and you want to go check him out, it's P. Siffel, P. S. I. F. F. L. E. I believe, and he does some really good streams. He does lots of 1v1 tournaments with Rocket League. He does Minecraft sometimes, but that's what he likes to do. That's his kind of main focus is streaming and trying to create content. So doing the competition side of things wasn't as much of an interest, which, I mean, can't blame him, of course. You know, sometimes if you like doing the big tournaments, but you don't want to put in the effort to get better, then you'll never get better. So then, you know, they kind of stop seeing results for a little bit. And so it was just a mutual decision. So we had a little roster shakeup. So one of our players is, he's just going to continue doing his content creation, not under Cryus or anything, just on his own. So he's officially off the team now, but we are going to be making another roster announcement soon. We have a couple of options for a third player. We also have a couple of options for some content creators. And so the team is going to be building pretty soon. The only one that we don't really have any prospects for yet is as a team manager. That's also a little less important because if we have this solid group of three, through Rocket League players, they can kind of keep themselves accountable for a little bit, like find times at work, do practices, replay reviews, and all of that. So for the most part, we might not worry about the team manager for the time being. But as we get going, that, like I've mentioned before in previous podcasts and stuff, that is something that we do want to get, just because I'm going to be starting to work full time in a couple of days here. And the other co-founder of Cryus, named Alex, has been working full time in Newtown as well, because he also had to move out of Calgary. So he's working near Saskatchewan, which is the opposite direction of where I am. So I went to the West Coast, he went more central. And he's been working full time for about a month or so now. So he's been less available, and then I'm going to be less available. So we just want to have that team manager, someone to kind of keep things rolling while we're away doing other jobs to like make money, because I have to pay for rent now and food and utilities and parking, and like it's a lot of money. So I actually have to have like a job with a salary for right now and like build Cryus in my part time and build my own social media and YouTube and the podcast in my free time as well. So things are going to be like a little hectic, a little busy, but it's all things I like to do, and it's all things that I've been doing since I was young, right? This is YouTube and stuff has been something I've done since I was like 12. This podcast I did a couple of years ago, then I stopped, and you know, I used to work at a radio station, so I've done some of that stuff. I like the audio part, I like the video part, and doing an esports org has been something I've wanted to do for a while. It's been something I've been doing for the past six. Oh wait, dude, I just realized how long it's been since it's September. It's been, when is that? Is that 8 or 9 months? Whatever it is, since January of 2021, I've been like building Cryus. So yeah, not just me, obviously, with the team as well. But I just mean like it's all stuff I like to do, so I'm going to keep doing it. It's just going to be a weird adjustment. And then the other one that I personally kind of want to get is a social media manager and some content creators, because in that way we can have like our whole vision with Cryus is not only competing and competition, but also bringing good content and trying to build a fan base surrounded in like content and get everybody hyped for it. So they'll watch the competitive team and bring people from the competitive team to watch the YouTube stuff or the tweets and TikToks. So finding some people who would create content for us, as in like maybe some streamers or TikTokers or something, to kind of get, you know, Cryus out there, the name Cryus out there. Cause Alex and I cannot feasibly create content all the time, although we'd love to, we can't. So if we have some creators to do it for us, not for the Cryus channel, like we're still going to create for the Cryus channel, but just somebody who creates content, streams, whatever, and is just a part of the Cryus brand, will bring awareness to what Cryus is and everything, what Cryus gaming is. And then having somebody help manage the teams and stuff would also be a lot easier. And then if we had somebody for social media, which this might all be one person, I'm not entirely sure yet, it might be two, might be three people, but someone to do like social media can keep our socials going when we're not available, or who can tweet out who won games. If like, especially, here's the thing, why I mentioned the time difference earlier is because I'm on Pacific time, then Alex, who's the other co-founder, like I said, doing, we do a lot of business stuff, is in what did I say, was Mountain Time, so that's an hour ahead of me. And then all of our players right now are based in Central Time, which means that's 2 hours ahead of me. So for example, yesterday they played at 8:30 their time, and it was 6:30 my time. I was at a restaurant with my parents, right? So I couldn't even keep updated on the game, because that would be rude for me to do, have my phone at the dinner table. So I didn't do that. But that's just where it's going to take a bit of getting used to. And if we have somebody who can just kind of keep track of times and keep track of just games and all of that and post on socials, we can keep growing, have someone to do some content, keep growing, would be awesome. Then we can build Crysis identity and also the business side of things. Because now that I live in this new place, I really want to start working with local people. Excuse me. And just even with myself, I want to get some merch for myself, some Christ merch, like a hat or a shirt or something that I can wear all the time, and just kind of figure out stuff like that, and just like, you know, build Christ, but also like, you know, we're the people behind the brand, right? So Christ is one thing, but like, we're also the ones building it, so might as well work the people that are surrounding us, because as much as we can do online, I also want to do things in person. And by that, I don't mean just having LAN events or having different tournaments like in person, but I also just mean like working with people face to face, you know, like instead of going onto some website to order some t-shirts, I want to actually go to somebody who can make t-shirts and who I can work with, and I'm helping them get business, they're helping give me something cool, then they'll know about Christ, they'll know that I'm based out of Kelowna right now, although we're still an Alberta-based company, and Alex does still live in Alberta. It's like just, you know, building it up for people that surround us, right? So I think that's pretty exciting, and that's stuff that I like to do, and that's something I want to do. Another quick update is just our team's going to be competing in the Canadian Esports Championship Series. It starts in October. That is where we found our team from, our Rocket League team, and they're going to be competing in Season 2 of that again for this split. It's not going to be in person. We just got an update pretty recently, but hopefully next year, starting like early next year, I think it might be the winter split if I'm remembering correctly, because this is the fall split. That's what they're just called, like the season, you could say. Some events might be in person, which would be really exciting, or some tournaments they're going to have once every couple of months or once every few weeks. I don't remember, but they might have some in person. And luckily, all of our players live in the same province, so for them, it's not hard to travel. The only downside is for me or Alex, that would be a bit more difficult, but Alex is actually from Manitoba, where all of our players are from. So for him, he has family, he has friends there, so that's easier for him to do. But yeah, that would be really exciting stuff. So that's also something in person that we're trying to do. And of course, it's all dependent on the illness and where everything's at with that. But we'll see how it goes. I'm pretty excited. And yeah, that's what they're doing. I was going to talk about Call of Duty Vanguard, but I don't have anything to really say about it. I played the alpha, which is before the beta, which is before the game. So basically, you get like really early access. And I played a couple of games. It felt fine. It was whatever. I don't really care what time it's set in. Like World War II, sure, I don't really care. As long as it looks cool, if they have a good ranking system, if I want to grind, that's all I want. Play some game battles or whatever with some buddies. And I always like multiplayer too. Personally, that's what I play. I just relax, mess around, and just hopefully it's good. I don't know. I didn't watch the trailer, I'll be honest with you. I'm at a bit of a dilemma where I still have my PlayStation 4 from a couple of years ago, and it's like not really that good anymore. Like it works fine, but like, you know, everything's kind of meant for like the newer consoles since the PlayStation 5 came out, since the new Xbox came out. Lots of people are on PC now, so I'm kind of at that point where it's like I think this might be like my last Call of Duty playing on PlayStation 4. And then after that, I gotta upgrade something, either PlayStation 5 or a new PC or something like that, just to the graphics, everything way better on some of that other stuff. So I'll have to figure that out when we get going. The game that I've been playing currently is Splitgate. I just downloaded that yesterday. That's all I have for that. It's a free-to-play game, cross-platform. It's kind of like Portals, and it's a first-person shooter, so I already have those mechanics and stuff. Jetpacks in it, which I like. It's kind of cool. It's in the beta right now, so they're still going to like make changes, but it's cool. I like it. I just play Rocket League, Splitgate, a bit of Call of Duty. That's about all I play right now. Nothing too exciting. I also don't have too much time to play, so it's not a big issue for me. Other than that, we are just about at 30 minutes. I'm just going to say goodbye for about a minute now, and then I'll see you guys next week. I hope that you enjoyed this. I hope that the audio is somewhat noticeable, that it's different, and I hope that that's in a good way. I hope that if you're watching this, you enjoyed seeing with this camera quality over my webcam. And yeah, I'm excited to keep going. We're going to start with 30 minutes and we'll do little increments, increasing it, you know, a bit more, and until we find that comfort zone where we're in the pocket of this works great and it's not too long, it's not too short. So for right now, it's going to be a bit shorter. We'll figure it out later on. More content coming soon. I'm going to try to make some more YouTube videos and I'm going to try to keep doing the podcast every single week. It might not be on a set day just because I don't even know my work schedule yet. But I'll see you guys next time. Bye.